Today, first of all, I'm going to have to start a little bit early. We'll run out to our Kamas Matseva. But we're in Perek Lamed Zayin. As we mentioned last time, and we learned, I think, 2 weeks ago, what the Maharal is going to be doing over the next several Prakim is analyzing the Aseres HaDibros. In Perek Lamed Vav, he looked at the general outline of the Aseres HaDibros, and here in Perek Lamed Zayin, he begins a one-by-one analysis of the Aseres HaDibros, which he will do one-by-one for the first five, and then discuss the second five together. So the first Dibur, the first statement, the first commandment, what we usually call, is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Yetzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Beis Avadim. I am Hashem, your God, who took you out from the land of Mitzrayim, from the house of slaves. Now, the truth is that there is a big controversy, which the Maharal is really here to start to discuss, about this being the first commandment. Because a commandment usually tells somebody either to do something or not to do something. I can say, worship Hashem. I can say, don't worship other gods. I can say, keep Shabbos. Don't do work on Shabbos. Put on tefillin. Don't eat non-kosher animals. Right? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God who took you out of Mitzrayim Beis Avadim, is not an imperative. It's not an instruction. It's not a commandment. It's a statement. I am Hashem your God who took you out of Mitzrayim Beis Avadim. I am Hashem your God, period. It's just a plain, flat statement. So, the question is, do we consider this, should we consider this as a mitzvah? Now, you know, the nice convenient thing is that the Aseres HaDibros aren't called Aseres HaMitzvahs. As I say, we call them commandments, the Ten Commandments in the English, in the vernacular, but what are Dibros? Dibros are statements, it would seem. Now, maybe a Dibur is a more directive statement. Right, we have Asara Mamorais, Asaras HaDibros. Interestingly, the Mamorais are clearly directive. The Mamorais are the ten statements of Bereshis. Those Mamorais were clearly directive. Let there be this, let there be that. Right? It wasn't a statement of fact. It was a statement of instruction. To who, to what, how it happened. But Yihiyar is a statement that something should become. And here, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I mean, Lo Yelecha, right? So it doesn't fit in that sense, it doesn't fit in that sense with the others, and it leads to a serious discussion amongst the Rishonim about the status of Anochi, about whether it's in fact a mitzvah. Yeah?
Okay. Do we have the same problem with this first statement of creation, though?
In a certain sense, the first statement of creation is also parallel to the Aseres HaDibros, very good. Parallel to the Aseres HaDibros is also more of just a Bereishis Bara Elokim es Hashamayim es Haaretz. There's not the explicit statement of let there be this or let there be that. Yes, and in that way there is something of a parallel there. Good. But now here, so we have this issue. So the truth is that what results from this issue is a machlaikas about whether Anochi is a mitzvah. The Rambam wrote a Sefer on mitzvahs. And the first mitzvah saseh that he counts, Rambam wrote a Sefer on mitzvahs completely reorganizing the mitzvahs of the Torah. Whereas I think most of the time people look for Sefer on mitzvahs, or whatever, the easy way to look for the Sefer on mitzvahs is the Sefer HaChinuch, right? Sefer HaChinuch wrote the book of mitzvahs, and Sefer HaChinuch did it following the order of the Torah, of the Parshias. In fact, the way he said, why he wrote it, as he wrote in his introduction, was that he wanted to give his kids, his sons, his young sons, a way to review the mitzvahs of the Torah as they were doing the weekly Parsha. The Rambam, around whom the Sefer HaChinuch is based, you know, reorganized but based, the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs took the Torah, took all of the contents of the Torah, and reorganized it as a code, if you could leave it open a crack, please. It reorganized it as a code, so that it's organized topically. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs forms the structure for the Mishnah Torah LaRambam. Right? That's the way he then built his Mishnah Torah's full code, as an expansion around that. So the structural code of the Rambam of the Sefer HaMitzvos begins with the first mitzvah being the mitzvah of Emunah. The first mitzvah being the mitzvah of establishing the basis for our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like, which in the Mishnah Torah he goes on, what he calls Yisaydei HaTorah, the foundational principles of the Torah. So, what's the mitzvah Rishayna? Ki Atzivu Yasher Tzivanu L'Amin Elokus is the mitzvah that we are commanded to believe in God. V'ushanam in Shiyesham Olav Asibu U'Payel Cholanim Tzoyis V'Amayis